7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. There's one particular individual who kept the message and the mission of Karbala alive. It was her job, it was her duty. It was the reason, or rather, not the reason, but one of the main reasons that she was taken with the caravan to Karbala. It was the reason why, according to some narrations, or some historical narrations, I'm not referring to some historical descriptions that we have, that when she got married, she made the condition that when Hussein alayhi salam goes, you cannot stop me. I have to go with him. That's the condition she gave to her husband, Abdullah. So this lady, who we all know is Lady Zainab, salamullah alayha, was the pinnacle and the apex, and rather the true standard bearer of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam after the event of Karbala. She stood up to all the oppressors throughout the lands, in Kufa to Ibn Ziyad, in Damascus or Sham to Yazid, to Medina. She stood up and she continued the mission, such there came a time where the people and the governor and the government could not control anymore, could not hold, could not bear her anymore. That she was then, according to some narrations, exiled from Medina towards either Egypt or to Sham. Again, there's a difference of opinions in historical narrations. So this lady, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the servants of this lady, inshallah, the daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the daughter of Zahra, salamullah alayha. What else do we expect? What else do we expect? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who truly understand the status of Zainab, salamullah alayha. So anyway, inshallah, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is one that is based on her life, inshallah. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So as I mentioned in our previous segment, the book that we would like to mention today is titled Lady Zainab. Now, this book has been compiled by Brother Badr Shahin. It was then published by Ansarian Publications, which is situated in the holy city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. This book was first published in the year 2002, and then a second reprint was published in the year 2006. So this book basically goes through the life of Bibi Zainab, salamullah alayha. It begins with the life of Bibi Zainab, her lineage, her blessed birth, her monikers or epithets, that is her nicknames that she was given, and the reason that she was given that, and the meanings of those things, like Al-Aqila, Al-Alima, As-Sadiqa, As-Sughra, Ummul Musa'ib, and so on and so forth, the year of her birth, her early life, her scholarly capabilities, for example, being in Kufa, people asking her questions, being in learning from who, her father, her mother, her brothers, and so on. Her marriage, her personality traits, such as her faith, her dignity, her courage. And it goes on and on, for example. Then he goes into the time of the Khalifs, when the three Khalifs was the position and the kind of things that Bibi Zainab salamullah alayha at that time and that era, what history tells us that she did and was involved in. Then after the time of the Khalifat or the reign of Imam Ali alayhi salam, during the time of Imam Ali's reign in Kufa, what did she do? After, what did she do when she was Imam Hassan alayhi salam, when she was what, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, especially the time when Imam alayhi salam wanted to leave Medina, wanted to first leave Mecca and go to Medina, or rather leave Medina and go to Mecca, and then from Mecca travel towards Karbala, which Imam obviously, as we know, left in the month of Rajab. So she was there from the very beginning of the Imam's journey, from Medina to Mecca, from Mecca then towards Karbala, rather first towards Kufa, and on the way being stopped in Karbala, in a land called Karbala, and that would happened. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will learn to read a small segment of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Başının kani zelfinde hana
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. So the book that we mentioned today, the title of the book that we would like to mention today is titled Lady Zainab. It was compiled by Brother Badr Shahin and was published by Ansarin Publications, which is located in the city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So the section that we would like to read for our dear listeners is titled Back to Medina, which is on page 214 of this book. So back to Medina. Obviously, back to Medina, meaning after Bibi Zainab salamullah alayha went to Kufa, went to Sham, went back to Karbala, according to some narrations, and then back to Medina. So all that whole journey. Having seen the influential results of the addresses of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam and Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, Yazid anticipated a rebel or at least a disorder in the capital of his state. He therefore decided to send the Prophet's family away from Damascus to their hometown, Medina. He gathered them in his palace and poured very much money on a silky carpet as blood money for the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, his household, and his companions. This situation infuriated the ladies so terribly that they all spoke. Lady Zainab said, "You are surely shameless and boastful. You kill my brother and family members, and then you want me to accept money as a recompense?" Lady Sukaynah salamullah alayha said, "I have never seen such hard-heartedness. I have never seen an infidel and polytheist more vicious than you." And so on, they continued. Hence the tyrant who thought that the Ahlul Bayt can be submitted by matter. Hence the tyrant who thought that the Ahlul Bayt can be submitted by money or any other transient material failed to subjugate the Prophet's household, since he did not believe that the Almighty Allah only desires to keep away the uncleanliness for them and to purify them, a thorough purifying. He then ordered Al-Nu'man ibn Bashir to accompany the Prophet's family to Medina, having this journey, and to take care of them along this journey. He also decided to begin that journey at night so as to evade any expected disorder or revolt. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to truly give us the understanding of Ashura of Karbala, to make us of those who truly respect it and respect the book, and to make us of the true soldier of Imam al-Sahib al-Asr al-Zaman, inshaAllah. Until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasir Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.